Let me fill up my water.
Yes, if you didn't notice right away, I don't have a bed in here. Don't have a mattress. What even is a bed? I have no idea. I'm assuming a bed is a mattress, you know, with a box spring and a frame, or I don't know. I would call this my bedroom, but there's no bed. Yeah, I just needed the space to move around, you know? A lot of space for activities in here. A lot of this going on, you know? A lot of stretching. Oh, I'm sorry. So, yeah. Did some, Oh, and the desk is down here.
I'd say that, to me, that's more noticeable than not having a bed, but... Yeah, we moved the whole contraption down here, which was very necessary. I needed it to be able to record myself on video or audio, you know, recording one of these. I have to be, or I've preferred to be in a safe environment. And that loft up there was a pretty darn good spot. It kind of was the midway point of feeling wise. You can feel it when you're out there, you know, you're out in the open, you're out in the big room of the apartment. But you also feel secluded at the same time, and, yeah, it was for sure some spring cleaning that went on, a few months ago. It's summertime now, it's July right now, and that probably happened in February, where I moved the desk down here. I put my mattress up, mattress and box spring, up in the loft. I just didn't need it anymore. Yeah, random, but I'm sure for most people that's strange. But if you've ever tried it out, you know what I'm talking about. It's a good refresh, a good reset to sleep on the floor. And this carpet is actually comfy as hell. There's no cap in that statement. Comfy ground. I hope I can keep it going too. That's at least the plan. Just random statement right there, but it's kind of a fact. I totally intend to go as long as I can not needing to sleep on a mattress. It's been going great every night. Every single night rolls around and I can feel it in my bones. I can't wait to lay down on the ground and sleep. It sounds so comfy. I don't really know what we're doing here today. I definitely knew I wanted to do one of these. There's been times where I have no idea what I want to talk about, and some days, or you know, having those couple guests on, I knew what I wanted to talk about. One like this today, again, halfway point. I know a little bit of what what's been on my heart more than anything, not necessarily something that is like a burning desire to talk about, more just something that's going on, or just, yeah, catching up. I mean, here we are, just the most random check-in of all time. Incredibly inconsistent with these, and I love it, and the only thing that matters about me recording myself in any way is for documentation purposes. And that really special aspect of today's day and age that I get to experience is to be able to document where my head is at or just what's going on. Sorry, I'm not even consciously nervous. I'm just feeling it. It's been a while. I get out of breath easily when I'm doing something like this, which is just nerve-wracking. Nerve-wracking. It just is racking the nerves in my head or in my body a little bit, in my heart. Like I said, I'm not consciously nervous. We've got a nice little backdrop right here, so if you hear any screaming or talking in the background, my apartment bedroom sits right by, it's cornered up against the public pool of our little complex here. It's a pretty small community we've got, but yeah, we've got the apartment right next to the pool, and my bedroom is right on the corner. Like, the pool is probably like the edge of the closest corner of the pool is probably, I want to say, like 30 feet only. 30 feet, 40 feet, maybe. But yeah. Hi, what's up? I feel so blessed and so grateful in general. Not because all these miraculous things are going on, or, you know, I just won the lottery, or I guess I win the lottery every day by waking up. I think we all do. But I'm not thinking about that when I, you know what I mean? When the actual lottery, like, yeah, I think I've been saying that a lot these last couple months. I am blessed and I am grateful, and it's becoming a staple of what comes out when someone asks how I am, or when I'm just doubting something in a situation, I feel like. I mean, it's a full-on affirmation. There's no shying away from that fact. I'm definitely training myself to affirm the fact, not the feeling or the thought, but the fact that I am blessed and that I am grateful. You know, I want that to be a part of my inner dialogue, is feeling that way, as well as the whole list of them. You know, I am strong, I am healthy, I am kind, I am compassionate, I am loving, I am love itself above, you know, all those things. I try to remind myself of, and more, plenty more English words that I could throw in there on the end of I am blank, I am this, I am that. But I've just been feeling blessed and grateful for my family around me. I just went and visited home. It's already been a month since I had a little family reunion in Minnesota and South Dakota. And yeah, I feel totally blessed about where I'm at in the relationships in my life. And with that, it just comes like so much feeling of blessing. You know, I feel just incredibly blessed. It's hard to comprehend a lot of times, and especially if, you know, when I'm explaining it or explaining many things, I feel the truth of statements such as that. Like, I'm you know, to have a mother in my life like the one I have, and all we've been through with one another, to be able to be talking a lot right now and in a positive way and be, you know, kind of, you know, we talk about the past, we talk about the present, we talk about how we feel about the future, and we're both just open to one another. And it's been so good to talk to her, you know, just after so many conversations that go so downhill so quickly for so long, for such a long period of time. It just feels like my whole life, you know, because childhood is just this big rolling ball, and then you, like me, you know, I become conscious of what just happened, of where we are, you know, as I get into my early 20s, and I realize, you know, there's just so much that just happened, and there's just so much ground to cover about reintroducing each other, reintroducing ourselves to one another, and just finding common ground and finding ground to stand on with one another. And that comes in the form of respect, in trust, in honesty, and just being able to, yeah, be open with one another, and have the respect to listen, to try to see the other person's perspective and want to understand. I've learned that that's such an important part of any intimate relationship, where you really give a shit about the relationship. You have to try to understand the other person. You can't just know that they feel it, or assume that you know how someone else feels or the way they view the world. Like, if someone wants to tell you about something or a part of them, you have to try to understand. And sometimes you understand where they're coming from right away, and other times it takes a while. And yeah, I guess that all just blends into how blessed I feel. And that's a good example of how a lot of the relationships in my life are going. I mean, there's only so many, but just communicating better in general. And I've realized I've always been this way, and it's pretty bizarre to have just learned this. What feels like, I don't know, just recently, and that means within, you know, the last year or two, is just how much of a, I just love affirming. Words of affirmation is a popular term that people use nowadays, or what's your love language? I think we all take a piece from all the things, but it depends on who it is, depends on the situation. But I've just realized I use the words of affirmation a lot. You know, it just comes pouring out of my heart, of my mouth, to remind people how much I care about them, or love them, or how amazing I think that they are. And I just think that stems from how cool, first of all, just being able to observe the fact that I have people in my life that give a shit about me and that I give a shit about them. So a lot of these moments come and I'm just basically starstruck with, holy fuck, like, I really feel it. You know, I feel the connection with this person. I love you, you know, and I want to be able to tell you that. And so that trickles down to, yeah, anybody in my life, even including my boss, my immediate boss at work right now. You know, me and him have had so many good conversations, and he's been such a good man in my life, to be honest with you. And I think he really gives a shit about me. I mean, you know, we talk about his family, his childhood, his struggles, and I share with him my own. And just when you can bond with anyone, I think it's important to reiterate those feelings to people like that, to not let it go unsaid. You know, there's power in stating the obvious, like, hey, I really fuck with you, you know, like, there's a reason why I'm here, why I stand here, and I enjoy talking to you, and why, you know, it seems like we have a really good time when we're with one another. And then on the other side of that is not overdoing it, and not, you know, people only have so much energy or so much, you could say time on their hands, but more than anything, it's always an energy thing. I have asked a lot from the people in my life currently and all throughout my past. You know, I'm just coming to terms with all that and kind of making amends with it in myself and realizing that, I have been for a while, but it's just a lot to sort through when you have a lot to say, or you just care about someone and you want so much of them. Like I want the most from the people in my life, as in I want to hear every thought that they possibly have. I want to share our share the way things make us feel. And I just didn't know how to communicate that. I'm just now learning to come to someone and say, hey, I feel this way about you. I really care about you. I want you in my life. And let's both not be afraid to lay ground rules about communication, because we're all so different. And I feel like a total fucking weirdo alien a lot of times when I talk to people, and I bet a lot of people out there do as well. You know, like when you get into a deep conversation with someone, you feel like the anomaly, you feel like an outcast in the way that you describe the world, or you know, it's difficult for someone to understand the way that you view it, and that's the most understandable thing. So like just cues or boundaries and all that kind of stuff, and I care about that with everyone in my life, whether I get the chance to talk about it in detail with them or not. To me, all that communication stuff and, you know, taking advantage of the people in my life is taking advantage of them, as in giving a shit about telling them how I feel. The advantage of that is you just, you get to express more love to one another. You get to show each other that you really care. And with someone like my mom, for example, it's been so clear just how much, like, we need one another, how much we want to be in each other's lives, I think. And and how much there is to learn from the past. Like, and we talk about the past plenty. And I try to put it like this. It's not about dwelling in the toxicity of past events. We're just trying to build an awareness around the way we have moved or are moving in this life, so that we can build an awareness around it, so that we can learn from it and witness it and dissect it sometimes. I think sometimes it's worth it for the big things, or for the stuff that, you know, we're both thinking about. You know, she's in therapy and certain stuff comes up and it's like, yeah, I Austin, you remember how I was, you know, in this way, and I realized that I was doing this, and this is actually what I want to do instead. And it's 99.9% of the time, that's kind of stuff is always geared towards more understanding, towards more love, towards more honesty and respect for me and just for other people. And the same thing goes for me. And, I just think I'm blessed and I'm grateful. And, one of the other things I wanted to touch on while I was here for 2 seconds was giving a shit, and how much I love that little statement, giving a shit. That's been a really common theme and headline. You know, I am blessed and I am grateful is the headline in my life right now, but then, you know, the subtitle of that, the subtext of that is giving a shit. And from the youngest age, it felt like I was taught to give a shit about, well, obviously I was taught to give a shit about my family, about give a shit about friends, but it bleeds into all these other things, like give all the shits to school, to, you know, the job that you're gonna end up at, about being a good citizen. Yeah. And then you fuck all that up, like I kind of fucked all that up, you know. Whether it be you get in trouble at school, you get bad grades, you drop out of college, you know, you just get in trouble. And you don't care about what job you have. Maybe you don't have a job. Maybe you end up with $0 in your bank account. And I just think by now it's come full circle to, okay, I understand the importance of giving a shit about anything. About anything. Yeah, I understand what it means to give a shit about anything and see the importance level and get priority straight of what you really give a shit about and what maybe you don't as much, but you still know is valid and important. And yeah, like I probably was stuck in just this headspace of, as much as I know money is important and you know, being stable in any way, I was just in that zone of fuck that, you know, I'm not gonna live that way, I'm not gonna live that life. And now I'm surely seeing just how it's still so valid and important to give a shit about that kind of stuff, about what you do for work, about making money in general so that I can provide for myself, because that is, at least at this moment up until now, that's the world that I live in, is having some sort of monetary backbone is a positive in this life. And that's a good thing, you know, to care about, is what job you have, making enough money for what you want in life. So even right there, getting priority straight of what I want, and thinking about the future and trying to, yeah, be stable, use those lessons that, you know, my parents and grandparents' generation and what my mom has been trying to instill in me all my life is being responsible in that way. But at the same time, one big chunk that was missing from my whole life was, and it's all in the way that it was described to me, it's all the same thing. Like my mom was still saying the same things that I feel now, which is really give a shit about your family, about your friends, about the people in your life. Really give a shit about yourself, you know, about your own health and well-being. And but that's the part I feel like just didn't get talked about enough. And that's what I've done a lot of work on in these past few years, is giving a shit about all the stuff that no one could ever see. You know, what's going on in my head, how am I viewing the world? How am I viewing myself, my actions, my thoughts, my feelings? You know, how am I processing them? How am I dealing with all those things, external and internal, you know, including what job do I have? And then my feelings on that, and where all of that ties in, where does it all come together? And, you know, there's so much in that package right there. Like, there's so much to unpack and go through about who the fuck you are, like who the fuck I am, and what do I care about, and what is this person saying to me, and really trying to understand it, really trying to be there for the people in my life in the best way I know how, while using what they're giving me, you know. And that's what I just see as, that's my version of giving a shit now, is really showing up, you know, going out of my way to make amends or to put myself in an uncomfortable position to say how I feel, and know in my heart and soul that through honesty and vulnerability and accountability of my actions, or of accountability of just how I feel, like taking accountability of that and like doing something about it, letting it move through my body in some way, I forgot I don't know if I'm finishing my sentence correctly right now, but that's all tied into just giving a shit, is really figuring out what gives me the opportunity to experience love on a deeper or more true level, you know, a more pure, just real and true love, like the stuff that has the care behind it, has the, I'm not just gonna say I love you because I think you're good looking and like I think we vibe on the same level and like we spent years around one another, like no, it's because I want to be there for the people in my life. I want to show up when shit is not sweet, when shit is shitty, you know, when it feels like everything is going wrong, or when it feels like one of us fucked up or was an asshole or miscommunication occurs, is to, whether it be reminding myself, reminding them, in whatever way that looks like, reminding them, including myself, like, I still care about this. Like, this is still, and maybe sometimes you don't. Maybe sometimes you realize, like, oh, this wasn't what I thought it was. But even that, doing the due diligence of following up on that feeling or on that situation, I feel like that's giving a shit also, you know? That doesn't mean, giving a shit doesn't mean, like, controlling and, like, grabbing on to everything and like micromanaging just to show that you give a shit. All the things are out of our control, you know, and so giving a shit to me looks like letting my intuition come through, letting those gut feelings, like when God is talking to you, basically, and is just, sometimes it requires me to shut the fuck up. I'm learning to shut the fuck up and not say anything. It always felt like I have to say something, but then a lot of reactions come out of that, a lot of ill-advised, you know, reactions, rather than a responsible response, and something that can be something that's more productive, because it doesn't make me productive or useful to just always having to say something, always has to have to say my piece, or like, it's easy for me to probably at first, when I'm thinking of giving a shit or about like helping relationships in my life or helping myself, it always felt like I had to do something. I had to say something. And a lot of times you don't. A lot of times, even when it's something for myself, like, and I think I have to be doing a million different things, sometimes it's just like sit down and shut up, like meditate, pray. Journal a little bit, you know, stretch, stay quiet, like be in your own head, or you know, get out of your head through those little things, yeah, so sometimes it's going out of your way to say something, to and this all includes myself. I have that little second voice or that little voice in my head, and I have my mini conversations throughout every single day with myself about, did you notice that? Did you, you know, are we keeping track of all this so that it doesn't run out of control, or like it, because that's a snowball, you know, that can be a slippery slope of not checking up on myself and not giving a shit. And I feel like maybe I could make the leap in it. I think it is true that giving a shit, at the very least, about my own peace, and my own peace is directly related to the relationships in my life, to my family, to my friends, to creativity as a whole, you know, journaling and doing it more, and expression, you know, like that's giving a shit about myself. It really, yeah, going through all the hardware files of myself and of my brain, like just trying to lay it all out there so that I can pick up all the, so I can pick up whatever I want. You know, I've been so, I contained myself to so little for so long that I didn't know that I could buy a pack of crayons and scribble if I wanted to. I'd never allowed myself or thought that that was a thing. It just never came up. It's not like I was consciously saying like, dude, you can't color with crayons in your own personal journal. You just can't do that. No, I'm not saying that never happened. I just didn't. I was boxed out from that and from many other things. And so creatively is a big one, like giving a shit. And yeah, but all, yeah, so all those things, it just made me feel blessed, I think, because I'm just doing good. And even that, you know, it's hard to show up for my own love or appreciation a lot of times and like accept that that's the truth, that things are good. They're not as good as they could be. Like, I still fail every day, or it just definitely hasn't been perfect, or all these relationships in my life surely have not gone perfectly by any means. But I feel blessed. I remind myself that I care about that fact, that that's the truth, that that's the truth of, you know, this immaculate experience we get in like whatever it is in human form here on earth. Like, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to be able to fail, to be able to question myself and doubt myself and have my mother doubt me, you know, because that's the little voice being like, you know, just checking, you know, because like, that's what my mom always has been doing. She hasn't been that good at communicating either, you know, all these years, and we're learning that together. So like, but that's all, that's what she's always wanted to do, is just check up on me and make sure. She's jogging my brain, you know, she wants me to be thinking about different things, and about, there's so many avenues to go and paths in life, like, whether it be just something as simple as what do you want to do for work, or where do you want to live, or, you know, what do you think about this girl, or this friend, or tell me about a situation, like, oh, well, you could react like, or you could respond like this, or, you know, you could do this, and it's all just, yeah, due diligence of giving a shit. You know, you go through all the things. You give yourself the option, you know. I don't hold myself to these specific standards. I hold myself to the standard of being the best man that I possibly can. That's what I do. That's me personally. And to me, being the best man that I can be means being there. It means being steady and strong and responsible, accountable, open, honest, and like caring, compassionate for people. That's all the things to me that make me a man. I don't have all these little specific things like you have to do this and you have to do that. Like, I'd rather be, yeah, at least seeing what the option entails and making a calm, cool, and collected, you know, decision, choice, if you even want to call it that, because a lot of these things that have been going on in my life for a long time now, have felt like, you know, something greater than me is pushing me in certain directions, and it doesn't even feel like a choice, but I know it's kind of a blending of both of those things. God, what, call it what you want, you know, what it really is just like, it's like love is trying to pull you in a certain direction, and if you're living in that way, then that's what's going to happen. If you're living in fear, then that's also like, come here, like, you fucking pussy, come here, you little bitch. I feel like I've experienced that the most in my life, whether it be, you know, saying how you feel to like this beautiful girl in your life that you have the biggest crush on, like, you're just the most afraid to reveal yourself to that, and like, fear is like, come here, you know, and a lot of those things will keep you from doing what love wants you to do. And yeah, Yeah. So I'm not, I don't, but also at the same time of all of that I just said, I'm trying not to overdo it, whether it be when I talk to the people I care about in my life or with myself. I'm not trying to overburden or just overdo it, you know, overthink in my own head. What a classic statement the word overthinking is. And I just, yeah, it's a balancing act. It's not about balance. That's not what it's all about. It's just, that's just what's always occurring. You know, you realize, okay, you're in a little bit too deep. You know that that's not, it is what, you know, thinking about it this much or talking about it for this long isn't going to fix the problem, or you're not going to figure it out just by talking about it for so long or for stressing about it as much as you possibly can. Like 99% of the time, you already know how you feel or what the answer is. And that's why just the idea of being open in general allows you to find that quicker. And it's not about saving time or anything like that. It's just about energy, you know, letting it flow, being a leaf, you know, floating down a river, you know, or a leaf in the wind. It's just it. And when you find that, when you know who you are, when you know where you are, you know, I don't even think you have to know what you're doing, or, because to me that's like saying you know exactly what your path is and where you're gonna go and all that. And I guess even in that way, I guess you could say that, because I know my path leads to love, to more love, to more openness, to more me. Maybe that's what a leaf is when it's floating down a river. You know, it knows what it is. It knows where it's going. But it doesn't matter at the same time. Like he could care less, and he'll probably get surprised along the way, you know, a bunch of times. And that's just how it feels for me, or that's at least where I want to be, in that selfish desire way, because I'm plenty selfish in the ways of I want all of you, my brother, you know, or my person. Like, I want to hear the depth of your soul, and I'm selfish because I want to talk to you about the things I want to talk about, which just so happens to be a lot of that, a lot of in-depth explanation of what the hell is going through my head, or just being able to tell someone, like, I have, by the way, today, yesterday, a lot of these days recently, I have no idea what the hell is going on, and I have no idea what I'm going to do with the rest of my day today or tomorrow, or, and just be able to exclaim all that. It's like, I'm selfish, and I want so much from the people in my life, and I want to give them all of me. And yeah, just sorting that all out, and being okay with what I'm given and with what I give to other people. You know, I'm not always going to be able to give people what they would prefer, whichever way that is. I might not tell people my feelings or be there for them as much as they want, and then other times it's the opposite, where I want to be there much more than they want me to, you know. And that's all, it's all okay, because we're all just doing this life thing for the first time, and we're all just learning to communicate for the first time, and just being compassionate in that way for myself and for other people, that it's hard, that it's difficult to be totally honest with people, or to be honest with yourself about where you're at or what you want. And but at the end of the day, I'm blessed and I'm grateful. And I think I'm just going to wrap it up right there. I truly hope, or let me find a better word than hope. Hope is a beautiful word, don't get me wrong. I like the idea of wishes, like a genie or a birthday wish or a prayer, basically. Oh, I like the I like to start instead of I hope or I wish for this. I like starting it with may, the word may, M-A-Y. So may all the blessings be upon all of you and you, if you're listening to this, may you feel this abundance of blessings which are upon you, because they are, and they're all right there. I hope health may health and well-being and blessings be upon you and yours and your family and friends, and may blessings be upon the people of Earth. I know there's so much shit changing, you know, in this experience that we've got, and scary and honestly undeniably terrible things that happen every day on this Earth, this thing that we call Earth, and it's all scary and painful for a lot of us, including myself, and I just hope we can find more love in ourselves so we have more to give everybody. I mean, that's how, may it work like that with all of us, you know, let it come from the inside in. That there is no love that's more powerful than the love we cultivate within ourselves, and how much we're able to push that out into the world once we build it. And it's brick by brick. It won't all come in one day. May you keep doing the right things and realize just how blessed you are. And may all the love and grace be upon you. And I appreciate y'all. And I can't seem to stray away from being a little softy with all these, but I really give a shit about sharing myself, about being vulnerable, because this stuff has never stopped being a little scary, or I just feel that feeling of being watched, or, you know, someone I care about hearing my voice. Even when I'm with everybody I know, I just feel that, and I just want you to know I appreciate you, and something like this is the most special to me. That's why I'm here. That's why I talk on this. That's why I do this at all. That's why I started this little taking pictures with the camera off thing in the first place, is because I try to give a shit. I think I do give a shit. I do give a shit. And I care about you, wherever you are, whoever you are. And I want more blessings for all of us. I want us to feel all of that. I want more love in general. So it does mean the most to me. That's why I get soft, or why I'm serious a lot of the time, and why I have so much to say, because I don't know. Yeah, because it's hard to hold back is what I mean. It's hard for me to contain myself, or like, what's going on? God, again, whatever you want to call it, but it runs through me, you know. The music runs through me. And the song and dance of life runs through my veins. And I hope I can reveal that more and more in myself and for the people around me, because forgive me for wanting that for everyone else in my life more as well. Us together. Not I'm trying to do all this stuff for everybody else, or just do all this stuff for me. I want this to be a joint venture. I want us all to be in on this together. I want to be in on it with the people in my life, and be able to casually bring up, you know, the immense amount of love and opportunity for experience and opportunity for love that we have before us every single day. And yeah, I love all that shit. And I love you. And take care, family. Specifically, a shout out to everybody that's immediately in my life, especially if you're listening to this. This is obviously for you. And I hope I don't miss anybody. And if I don't say your name right now, then guess what? I do want to be closer to you. And I'm in your corner no matter what. No matter what you call, I'm there. That's how it's always been. That's how it will always be. I don't have hatred in my heart for anyone that I've ever known, really. I love you and I care about you. Shout out Garrett. Shout out Ben. Shout out my sisters Kylan and Hayden. Shout out my mom. Shout out Aunt Sue. Shout out Katie. Shout out CT. Shout out Persh. Pershy J. Shout out Liv. Shout out Ella. Shout out Katarzyna. Hopefully Kat can watch this someday. I think that'd be, well, obviously that'd be like the coolest fucking thing of all time. You guys are my two favorite parents I think I'll ever know. And I hope that remains the same forever. You two, Ella and Connor, you two inspire me so much. And I'm so, I'm in debt to you two for just being yourselves. And like, I just want you to know I'm completely there for you. You guys just, being the responsible young adults that you guys are, and you set such an example for me. And I'm again, so blessed to know you and to be in your guys' life. And yeah, to Sibby, to Hondi, and Swed, Dill, Scheller, appreciate you, Scheller. I love you, kid. Caden, Dre, Caden, Dre, Caden, Dre, Caden, Dre, Caden and Darius. I meant to say, my bad. I don't know how I forgot. Oh, wait, I didn't forget that. Darius, Caden, Caden, Darius. See right there? I'm just forgetting. I feel like I gotta make sure. I'm a short-term memory loss person. Because I feel like I'm forgetting one fucking person or something. Maybe not. Oh, Maya, for sure. If you listen to this, Maya, yeah, I miss you and I love you and I appreciate you massively. I don't know if you watch these or listen to these, but that one goes out into the ether no matter what. Yeah, can't wait to get the squad all together, you know. Yeah. Many blessings be upon you and Kai. And God, I'm so bad at remembering names. You know. Yeah, brother. I think that is it, honestly. Sammy. Of course. Shout out if you're following it. Ah. That was a Casey Fry reference. Just saying. Yeah, that's it, I think.
I'm still brutal at this, for the record. Still just like I didn't play as a kid, so I'm missing the good gene, you know what I mean? Shit has always been too difficult for me, even though I've tried it a million times. Like a billion. Like, that's what happens every time.